Whoa, easy.
Ride as fast as you can, Joash. Find Jesus and tell him to hurry to Bethany.
Up north by Ephraim, you say?
Yes. He's with his disciples. Tell him that Martha and Mary need him. Tell him, Lord, he whom you love is sick. Now hurry, Joash. Jesus is our only hope.
All right, Martha. Pray that God will help me find him. Hey, come on, let's go. Giddy up.
Oh, God, go with him. Hello, boys and girls, dads and moms, all of our friends.
We're so happy you joined us for another story from the time of Jesus.
Uncle Dan, where does your story take place?
Well, mostly in a village named Bethany, about 2 miles from Jerusalem. This was the home of two sisters, Martha and Mary, and their brother, Lazarus.
A place where Jesus and his disciples were always welcome, if I remember correctly.
Quite right. In fact, often Jesus would stay in their home when he was in Jerusalem. It was a fairly well-to-do home, and the family was held in high respect by the religious leaders of the area. Lazarus must have been a very generous, kind young man, loved a great deal by many in the community.
But it sounds like something very sad happened to him and his sisters. Uncle Dan, I can hardly wait to hear your story. What's it called?
I'm going to call this one,
The Man Who Lived Twice.
It was winter in Palestine, the season people called the days of rain. It seldom snowed, except in the high mountains, but the rains were always welcomed.
Martha, do you think he'll come in this rain? Maybe he'll stay in the temple.
Don't worry about it, Mary. The rain will soon stop, and Jesus will come by evening. Now, we'd better get busy. There's so much to do around here. I'll start the fish roasting, and Mary, you shear the olives. I must send the servant for some fresh bread. Oh, we'll need some more eggs to go with the olives, and who knows who else Lazarus will bring home with him from the temple. How are we ever going to get everything ready in time, Mary?
Everything will get done, Martha. Slow down. Don't get so excited.
Excited? Me? Why, I'm not Where's that servant girl? Tamer? Tamer! Oh, where is she?
You already sent her to the market for some spices.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Well, I'll have to send her again when she gets back. Now, come away from the window, Mary. I know the rain's pleasant to watch. It's been so dry, but go get those olives.
They're coming.
Who?
Lazarus and Jesus.
So soon? Oh, dear, nothing's ready.
Oh, don't worry, Martha. They'll understand. I'll be right back.
Wait, Mary. Wait, I need your help. Oh, too late. She's off like a deer. Honestly, that girl. At least the rain's stopping.
I smell something good cooking. My sisters must have been busy most of the day.
It'll be good to rest with you folks. You're like family to me.
They were rough on you at the temple today. I can't understand why the priests and Pharisees are that way.
My sheep hear my voice and follow me. They don't want to hear my voice, for they listen to the voice of another.
It's really a shame. I know within my heart that you are special. You are the promised one.
Lazarus, you are a true friend, closer than a brother.
Here comes Mary running.
Welcome. Welcome home.
Hello, Mary.
You come here running to tell us welcome home. Is everything all right?
Yes, everything's fine. Come, dinner will be ready soon.
Inside the house, Martha hurried about preparing a big dinner, while Mary sat at Jesus' feet, listening to him talk about truth and the kingdom of God.
Mary, stoke the fire and check the kebabs.
In a minute.
Oh, I'll do it myself.
Jesus, tell us, what is truth like? How do we find it?
It is like a lamp. No one lights it and then hides it. Instead, he puts it on a lampstand, as Martha has just done.
It is getting dark. I didn't notice.
If you are filled with the light of truth within, there will be no dark corners. And outside you will be radiant too, as if the sun shines bright upon you. I am the light of life. I can fill you with truth and light.
You are the way, the truth and the life. I believe that.
You have the light within you. You will never be lost in the dark.
Mary. Mary, please come help me serve the dinner. Master, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits there while I do all the work? Make her come and help me.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't...
Martha, dear friend, sit down a minute.
But there's too much to do. How can I... All right, just for a second.
Martha, you are so upset over all these details. Right now, there is really only one thing worth your concern. All the rest will be taken care of.
One thing, Master? What is that?
Your sister Mary has chosen it, and it cannot be taken away from her.
Martha, Jesus is with us now. He has truth more precious than the finest food. Let us eat a simple meal and spend more time listening to him.
But it was for Jesus that I... all this cooking, I...
Friends, don't spend time worrying about whether you have enough food to eat or clothes to wear. For life consists of far more than food and clothes. Look at the ravens.
Those bothersome birds.
They like the scraps Martha throws away. Food that didn't turn out quite right.
Gosh, Lazarus.
Well, they certainly don't plant or harvest or have barns to store away their food. And yet, they get along all right.
Fat, like old hens.
All of you, Martha, Mary, Lazarus, each of you is... worth much more to God than birds.
Spoken Jesus.
Oh, Master, share more of the word of life with us, will you?
Teach us how to pray, as you do.
When you pray, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives. All who seek find. And the door is open to everyone who knocks.
Our God is great. Praise his name. He loves us, doesn't he? Really loves us.
Lazarus, you have seen the Father.
As Jesus ministered in and around Jerusalem, more and more people gathered to hear him.
Teach us, Rabbi. We want to hear your words.
Tell us your wonderful stories. You have the words of life and truth. Teach us.
Son of David, tell us about the kingdom of heaven. Yes.
One Sabbath, as Jesus was teaching in the synagogue or church, an old woman hobbled up to him. She could hardly walk, as her body was bent over almost double. She just couldn't straighten herself.
That's old Jemima, poor woman. Been that way for 18 years. Hobbles with her face almost to the ground. Oh, look, the master beckons her to come closer. He's touching her.
Woman, you are healed of your sickness.
I am. I am. I can stand straight. There's no pain. Praise God. Praise the Son of David. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O God of Israel. You're the only God. Praise your holy name.
Make way! Let me through!
Oh, it's the ruler of the synagogue. Ooh, he's angry.
There are 6 days of the week to work. Those are the days to come for healing, not on the Sabbath. This man breaks the law. You hypocrites! You work on the Sabbath.
We do not.
Don't you untie your cattle from their stalls on the Sabbath and lead them out for water?
Well, of course, but that's different.
Then is it wrong for me, just because it is the Sabbath day, to free this Jewish woman from Satan's 18 years of bondage?
No, it isn't.
Oh, he twists the truth.
No, he speaks
the truth. He's a Samaritan, an imposter. Don't listen to him.
Master, what is the kingdom of God like?
What is the kingdom like? Let me illustrate it for you. It is like a tiny mustard seed planted in the garden.
That small?
Ah, but it soon grows into a tall bush, and the birds live among the branches.
What else is it like? Tell us more.
It is like yeast that you knead into bread dough. At first you don't see it. But then it works unseen until the dough has risen high and light.
It's a seed in our hearts, isn't it, Master?
You're saying the kingdom is already among us, Master?
You're right. The kingdom of heaven is here.
For several months during the days of the rain, Jesus taught in Jerusalem and nearby. One day he was in the temple when the religious leaders angrily surrounded him.
How long are you going to keep us in suspense, Jesus of Nazareth?
If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly.
Prove it to us. We'll believe you.
I have already told you, and you do not believe me. The proof is in the works I do in the name of the Father.
Why should we believe that?
You do not believe me because you are not part of my flock. My sheep know my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
You give them eternal life? How do you know that?
No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can kidnap them from me, for I and the Father are one.
What did you say? What did you say?
We heard him. Here, some stones.
Stones!
Stone the blasphemer! Stones.
At God's direction, I have done many miracles to help people. For which one are you going to stone me?
Not for any good work, but for blasphemy!
You, a mere man, speak of yourself as if you were God.
The Father sent me into the world. Do not believe me unless I do miracles of God. Believe them. If you don't believe me.
Arrest
him. Take him to the council. Hold the guard.
But it was not God's time for Jesus to give his life. Jesus just walked away from the angry mob and left the temple. He knew it was impossible to continue teaching and healing in Jerusalem. So he bid farewell to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus in Bethany, and with his disciples went into the countryside, visiting villages and towns and preaching the good news of God's kingdom wherever he went. A month or two after he left Bethany, a very trying time came to the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
Mary, hand me the cold water. Lazarus' fever is up again.
Here you are.
And pull the blankets up. You mustn't get chilled.
Martha, I wish Jesus was here. He'd make Lazarus well with a word.
I know he would, Mary, but he isn't here.
Perhaps we should send for him.
Oh, he's at least a day's journey away, and if he comes here, you know how the priests and Pharisees feel about him. They might arrest him.
But Lazarus is not getting better. He's worse.
If he doesn't get better by morning, we'll send a messenger to Jesus.
Oh, I just hope it isn't too late.
By morning, Lazarus was no better. In fact, the fever was worse. Martha and Mary knew that if he didn't get help soon, Lazarus would die.
Ride as fast as you can, Joash. Find Jesus and tell him to hurry to Bethany.
Oh, easy. Up north by Ephraim, you say?
Yes, he's with his disciples. Tell him that Martha and Mary need him. Tell him, Lord, he whom you love is sick. Now hurry, Joash. Jesus is our only hope.
All right, Martha. Pray that God will help me find him.
I will.
Hey, come on, let's go. Giddy up.
God, go with him, please. Help him find Jesus in time.
About a day or so later, Joash, the messenger, found Jesus and the disciples.
Oh, steady, boy. Steady. Jesus of Nazareth.
I'm Peter, his disciple. What's the problem?
I've just come from Bethany.
Bethany?
Yes, I have a message for Jesus, an urgent message.
Oh, come with me. Oh, there's Jesus now, coming this way.
Peace be with you, Joash. You bring some news.
Yes. Mary and Martha, they've sent you a message. They told me to hurry and find you. Lord, your good friend Lazarus, whom you love, is very, very sick.
It is sad news.
How sick is he, Joash?
He very likely will die unless there is a miracle.
The purpose of his illness is not death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified.
Are you saying he will not die?
Joash, tell Mary and Martha that I cannot come right now. Tell them that this is for God's glory, that Lazarus' sickness will not end in death.
Very well, Master. They will be relieved to hear that. Farewell.
Go in peace.
Master, it was very wise not to go back at this time. I'm sure the Consul has many traps set for you.
Thomas is right, Master. And if this illness will not end in death, as you said, Lazarus will recover.
It will be for God's glory.
A day later, Joash came galloping into Bethany.
Oh, Joash, did you find Jesus?
Yes, I did, near Ephraim.
And?
He said he could not come, but he said that Lazarus' sickness was for God's glory, that it would not end in death.
Are you sure that's what he said, Joash?
Yes, that's what he said. How is Lazarus?
Worse, much worse. I don't understand.
Mary, Jesus knows best. We must trust him.
If he was here, Lazarus would get well immediately.
But Jesus said it wouldn't come to death.
I know, yet I don't understand.
We'd better go back to Lazarus, Mary.
A short time later...
Who are they mourning for?
Lazarus is dead.
Lazarus? Oh, not Lazarus.
Our friend, Lazarus, is dead.
For 2 days, Jesus and his disciples stayed where they were. No doubt the disciples wondered why Jesus didn't go to Lazarus' side immediately. They had seen Jesus respond with similar silence one other time at the imprisonment of John the Baptist. And they may have wondered if Jesus was again refusing to help a friend. Would he likewise forsake them? Finally, at the end of 2 days...
Master?
Yes, Peter.
You seem troubled. You've been very quiet.
Friend, let's go to Judea.
But, Master...
Yes, Thomas.
Only a few days ago, the religious leaders in Judea were trying to kill you. Are you going there again?
There are 12 hours of daylight every day. And during every hour of it, a man can walk safely and not stumble. Only at night is there danger of a wrong step.
You mean there is no danger?
God's hand is in the Master's plan, Thomas. Jesus walks in the light.
Our friend Lazarus has gone to sleep, but now I will go and waken him.
You mean he's getting a good night's rest? Well, that's great. That means he's getting better.
Friends, Lazarus is dead.
Dead? What? But Master, why didn't you go to him?
For your sakes, I'm glad I wasn't there. This will give you another opportunity to believe in me. Come. Let's go to him.
It will mean death.
Yes, perhaps the Council has hired assassins to do away with us.
You know about such things, Judas. Mm-hmm.
Didn't the Master say he walks in the light of day? He knows best.
Let's go too, that we may die with him.
No, we're walking into a hornet's nest.
Jesus was not unsympathetic to the sorrow of Mary and Martha. And had he been in the sick room, death could not have come to Lazarus. However, Jesus had not only the loved ones in Bethany to consider, but the training of his disciples as well. For the sisters, Mary and Martha, Lazarus and his disciples, a victory was to be gained. Along the way to Bethany, many people came to Jesus for healing. He stopped and healed them, and spoke words of comfort to the poor. So it took Jesus and his disciples several days to get to Bethany. As was the custom in those times, the mourning for Lazarus continued for many days. It was still going on when Jesus came to the outskirts of Bethany. He sent a messenger to tell Martha and Mary that he had come. Soon someone was seen running toward Jesus.
Master, here comes Martha now, by herself.
Jesus, Lord.
Martha, I've come to see my friend Lazarus.
Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And even now, it's not too late, Lord, For I know that God will bring my brother back to life again, if you will only ask him to.
Your brother will come back to life again.
Yes, Lord, in the resurrection of the last day.
I am the one who raises the dead and gives life again. Anyone who believes in me, even though he dies, shall live again. He is given eternal life for believing in me and shall never perish. Do you believe this, Martha?
Yes, Master. I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one we have waited for so long.
I would like to see Mary now.
I will get her.
In a few minutes, Mary too came running to Jesus. Others followed her, thinking she was going to the tomb of her brother to weep.
Jesus, Lord.
Mary.
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would still be alive.
Where is he buried?
In the family tomb.
Come, we will show you. There it is. It's been 4 days since we buried him. Many came from Jerusalem, even some of the religious leaders.
We have many relatives. Lazarus had many friends. We'll all miss him very much.
Holy Scripture says, Jesus was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. The weight of the grief of ages was upon him. Jesus wept.
Look, tears are in his eyes. Jesus is weeping.
His whole body shakes with sorrow. See how much he loved Lazarus. They were like brothers.
This fellow healed a blind man. Why couldn't he keep Lazarus from dying?
It just shows he's an imposter. He let John the Baptist die too, you know.
Perhaps this is God's punishment upon Lazarus and his sisters for befriending this imposter.
Sure.
Roll away the stone.
What does it mean?
Lord, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. By now,
didn't I tell you that you will see a wonderful miracle from God if you believe?
Have the stone rolled away.
Calmly, Jesus stands before the tomb. All are silent. Jesus steps closer and lifts his eyes to heaven.
Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me, of course. But I said it because of all these people standing here, so that they will believe you sent me.
What's he doing now? Praying?
No, look. He's walking up to the mouth of the tomb.
Lazarus, come out!
Every eye is watching the door of the tomb. Every ear is listening to catch the slightest sound. With intense interest, all wait for the test of Jesus' divinity.
He's been dead 4 days. Wait, he's walking out, still bound up in the grave cloth, and his face is covered.
He's alive. Loose him and let him go.
Yes, Master.
Lazarus fell in worship before Jesus. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were together again, praising God and thanking their friend Jesus. But not all people at the miracle were as happy as the two sisters and Lazarus. While some of the religious leaders saw evidence in the miracle that Jesus was the Messiah, others with hardened hearts refused to believe and rushed back to the council to lay plans to put an end to Jesus. Throughout the centuries, the miracle of a man who lived twice would assure people that there is hope beyond death. That hope is in Jesus.
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.